Hi, so my name is Kennedy, and today I'm going to be talking about gene drive research and how it could wipe out a species. So, first of all, the simple question is, what exactly is a gene drive? Well, a gene drive are genes that can spread even if they don't help their organism reproduce. So, why is it so risky? Well, many believe it can be weaponized and used as a threat against people. So, the military believe that this could get in the hands of the wrong person and they could use it for wrong and simply just militarize it and use it as a weapon against others, and it could totally wipe out a species. It's very dangerous. So what is a daisy drive and why is it safer? Well, a daisy drive is a version of a gene drive, but it is self-exhausting. So every generation, it would lose a link and will eventually run out, and the links, it would eventually run out of links and would eventually stop. So this is safer because if something goes wrong for the gene drive, you can just put an end to it and stop it if something malfunctions or goes wrong. So if it gets out of control, you can just kind of keep everything in check. So why do scientists want to recreate a gene drive? Scientists would like to alter natural selection to create change so they can rid disease from mosquitoes and solve natural problems. So, for example, they could rid the world of diseases and help promote life pretty much by getting rid of these diseases that cause so much harm to the race. So do I agree with the practice of humans altering genomes of specific? I agree because if it doesn't cause as much harm and can wipe out different diseases, I think that it is very beneficial. And if something were to go out of hand, we could just use the daisy drive to demolish it. Because I think it is worth taking the risk and being able to stop it because it rids the world of certain diseases and can solve certain problems that the human race faces. So yeah, that's pretty much how gene research could wipe out a species and gene drives. So yeah, thank you.